U.S. intelligence officials have estimated that 3,400 Westerners have flocked to Syria to join ISIS, almost 200 of them Americans. In Britain, the number of recruits is around 700. And in Britain, a homegrown cartoon character named Abdullah X challenges his peers to consider what Islam really espouses. We spoke to the creator of Abdullah X, who asked to remain anonymous, last September when he told us that his character confronts the young men who are most vulnerable to the ISIS message.
We call someone like him at that stage a jihadist or a keyboard warrior, someone who is online, offline, discussing stuff in fast food outlets and college canteens.
It's like the Matrix and thing. They got us on lock, making us believe we're free in that, but we're just robots. Exactly, my brother. Listen to the cause, to the call of revolution.
The particular journey that we're talking about, Abdullah X ends up realizing that some of the rhetoric, narrative, ideology, the anger, the hatred espoused by Islamism is in complete contradiction to the core teachings of Islam. And so he reverses the radicalization process by coming to realization.
And what you do is take Quranic language that has been abused by extremists and try to reframe it in the proper perspective.
Yes, the whole Abdullah X platform is about not trying to recontextualize the classic doctrine, but trying to give it the context that befits it in the 21st century.
And you're not afraid to be kind of harsh on the subjects of this kind of appeal. You talk about how their lives are disappointing them, they're seeking greater meaning, and somehow they let themselves invest meaning in what is really just mindless violence and random hatred.
Have you asked yourself sincerely what your actual maqasid objective is, and if this is actually anything to do with Islam or protecting other people? If you have, then have you not found more constructive ways to support the innocent people of Syria compared to trying to go out there and fight to simulate some video game that you feel you have to reenact in real life?
There is an element there that needs to be brought to the attention of these keyboard warriors who then live out the Call of Duty mantra, which is they're quite frustrated just playing the PlayStation or the Xbox, and they believe that going out to somewhere like Syria actually fulfills that duty in a physical sense. So this camaraderie, this adventurism, this thrill-seeking needs to be contextualized. You have to look at some of the drivers and forces that might compel someone to do that. And unless you're going to attract their attention through talking directly to them, it's a hopeless task.
Now, this is not mere guesswork on your part. It's not the result of focus group data. You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there. I thankfully never got to the stage where I needed to act upon the anger and hate that had been created in me. But the truth about this is, yes, from the Russian invasion of Afghanistan in the mid to late 80s to Bosnia, to Chechnya, to Kashmir, to Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, I've lived through those. I understand what drives people to adopt this very harsh literalist interpretation of Islam. So, yeah, when we're talking about why would you talk to people a certain way, it's only because I bought the T-shirt and got a refund.
You were kind of pre-radicalized for the convenience of whoever was trying to recruit you, but they didn't quite succeed. What happened?
The same thing that I'm desperately hoping happens to a lot of young people around the world who are at the moment typing strange things into Google search engine like how to go to Syria for jihad. That what happened to me was I saw through the motives, the legitimacy of the authority of the leaders of these networks and groups, I saw that they were willing to send other people's children off to death while they sit comfortably and survey these things from the rear. Secondly, was that I had to offset some of the vitriolic rhetoric, the hate and the anger that literalism and Islamism often espouses by finally coming to terms with what does Islam say about things like the treatment of non-Muslims and Muslims? What does Islam say about my relationship as a British Muslim living in a secular country that is run by democracy? What rights do I have? What obligations do I have? Is it really as simple as saying there is no man-made law that I can accept unless we impose God's law physically and potentially violently? We can never rest. Is it all as simple as this narrative? And obviously, after 1400 years of development, it's not that simple. And the last thing that happened as a result of that journey of critical questioning was that I finally managed to come to terms with my own sense of identity, my own sense of belonging, my own sense of loyalty and duty. What I didn't believe in anymore was just this narrative and what this narrative was making people do.
Unlike, let's say, Catholicism, where the Pope represents a central authority, there is no central theological authority in Islam. Is there any way for a third party to fill that yawning gap of authoritative interpretation to undermine these perversions of Islamic law at the source?
For many years now, there have been amazing efforts by mainstream Muslim organizations, individuals, imams, and clerics to make sure that Muslim communities themselves are resilient. They understand what Islam's core message is, and they understand how to live in non-Muslim societies, for example. The biggest problem we have when we talk about who speaks for Islam, it is often Western media's almost now Islamophobic diatribe that does not highlight the grassroots efforts of mainstream law-abiding Muslim communities and those in authority over them. It doesn't highlight that work. And even in the United States, there are incredible efforts at community level always going on. It's just that for some reason, we like to show the monsters, and that's why Abdullah Rex was born.
I must ask, are you funded or in any way connected directly or indirectly with, I don't know, MI6 or any UK agency?
Abdullah Rex is a self-funded project of myself and a few like-minded people. I'd like it to remain that way. Abdullah Rex is a brother, Bob, who's just had some interesting experiences. And what he's trying to do is he wants to show people that, listen, whether you're a US soldier or whether you're out there in Raqqa somewhere or on the border between Syria and Iraq, you know, you need to think twice about sometimes your motives, what your intentions are, and who you really think you're doing this for. Abdullah Rex is a citizen of the world, God willing. He's not trying to toe any particular line. He's just saying that at the end of the day, if a Muslim believes that a Muslim's life is governed by sanctity, then the prophetic tradition is also that a non-Muslim's life is governed by the same sanctity as well.
Ahmed, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Ahmed, whose actual name is something else, is the creator of Abdullah X and anti-extremist cartoon series. We will link to it on our website.